Okay, we've talked about phone issues in the past, and I want to run something by you. We currently use Verizon. That's our phone carrier, and we own a number of telephone numbers through them. And what's happening currently is when a client or when anyone calls our 690-7921 number, the call comes to Verizon, and then it goes to my physical cell phone that is the 7921 number. I have that phone forwarded to a Google Voice number that ends in 0223. So voice phone calls end up going to Google Voice, and it is just wonderful. Don in Atlanta and Bridget in Idaho and Billy Joe Bob wherever, everybody has access to that phone message and can make calls from that number from their personal cell phone. Google Voice is just awesome. Multiple people can be signed in at the same time. I love it. So our voice situation is solved. Here's the problem. More and more people are expecting, our clients are expecting, to be able to send text messages to our same business phone line. The problem with that is that the text message comes only to the hard phone, the piece of hardware that is set up with 7921. And Verizon does not have a way to have that accessible to everybody, the person in Georgia, the person in Idaho, et cetera, can only be one person. So that's a problem. In the last 6 months, coaches have been getting text messages and texting dispatch, which is the 7921 number, the booking gurus, using the Google Voice number. And that works okay for coaches, especially the tech savvy coaches that actually look at the number before sending a text message. However, it's not solving the problem with clients. So the goal is now to have a phone number that works for guests and coaches and booking gurus, with the booking gurus being all over the country or world. So the easy thing to do, and the thing that I'm planning to do, is to have Verizon, the number that is with Verizon, the 7921 number, changing that number over so that it is owned by Google Voice. And it's a few day process. There shouldn't be a loss of service, but there could be a day of a loss of service. If we do that in late October, early November, it's not the end of the world. Then once that change is made, everything should work flawlessly. And Dawn in Atlanta on her iPhone at the concert can respond to a client's text message. And if she misses it, Billy Joe Bob in Idaho will also see that same message and can respond to it from their phone. That they'll be able to see if the other person responded. It'll just be slick and smooth. So all is well. My only concern, and the reason for this audio request for feedback from you, is if you think it's a good idea. My concern is that if Google ever decides that they dislike shooting-related businesses, there's another mass shooting, and they decide they need to take a stand and no longer have shooting-related businesses have business accounts with them, and that as a matter of fact, that basically if you have a shooting-related business, you're a terrorist, and therefore your account should be suspended. Is that a legitimate concern? Or am I just being too paranoid and being too proactive looking for possible problems? I could see that if that happened on July 15th in the middle of our busy season and our Google account was suspended and they had a 5 to 7 day turnaround for us requesting that that phone number be transferred to being owned by Verizon again. Would that just put us down for too long? Well, obviously it would, but how likely is that to happen? And is it just as likely that Verizon would make the same decision the same day and all other carriers would, and we'd just be out of luck anyway? I don't want to be too crazy or paranoid, but before I make this decision, I just wanted your feedback. Is this a real problem, or should I go for it? Do you see other better solutions? Thanks in advance.